Today being the 24th day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to the 3rd day of April, 2024 years after the era of Anabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Madibelo University Zara Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, between 5 and 6 p.m. ED of Ramadan, continues from the 65th ayah of Surah Az-Zukhruf. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Lukhina, will conduct the Tafsir, while we start, Abdul Mumin Yaku will recite the Holy Quran. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zare.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله هو ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين ظلموا من عذاب يوم أليم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره المختار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم وويل للذين ظلموا من عذاب أليم. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us after Anabi Isa has told his people that he has brought to them wisdom and that all of them should try to follow one Allah. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلَا يُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ. Then he concluded by telling them that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَرَبِّي, Allah, the one that you are worshipping, is my Lord and the Lord of all of you. Therefore, everybody should worship him. We are all his slaves. That is the correct path. After Jesus Christ left the world, what happened? فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ بَيْنِهِمْ. The people went into different sects after Jesus Christ, and each sect was having an opinion different from the other sect, and all of them were in disparity and in argument. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ بَيْنِهِمْ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Woe be unto those who are unjust by departing from the path that their prophet set them on. And this woe will take them to punishment that is very painful. Here, the Prophet ﷺ has warned that the Jews had divided into 71 different sects after Anabi Musa left, and that the Christians had divided into 72 different sects, and that the Ummah of the Prophet himself were also divided into 73 different sects. Rasulullah was asked, then who among them is the correct sect? He said, the one that is on what I am on today, they are the only correct sect. This particular hadith that the Jews divided into 71 sects, the Christians into 72 sects, the Muslims will divide into 73 sects, people have misunderstood it very widely. The misunderstanding itself is part of the opinion that they share that was wrong. Here, we have been told some of the sects the Christians were divided into, that further went in detail in those sects. If we look at what Allah is telling us, some of them, they said Allah is three. Some said, no, Jesus Christ is son of Allah. Some said, no, Jesus Christ himself is Allah. Allah came down in his form. So if we look at this, their difference of opinion is on the foundation of Christianity. Because the foundation of all religion is one. It's only that foundation that when you have difference of opinion, then there is no more a house. The foundation of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So any difference of opinion, if it's not on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's not the one of these sects that is being talked about. So the 71 sects, the 72 sects, the 73 sects, all is based on division of opinion that is based on La ilaha illallah. We can see the Jews. The people of Jude, they said Uzair is the son of Allah. So automatically, they have lost oneness of Allah. The Christians, they said, Christian is the son of Allah, which means they have lost oneness of Allah. The religion of Allah, there's only one Allah. Like Allah is going to tell us before the end of this surah, Allah is one. Wherever you are, Allah is one. So if as long as the Muslims are holding to one Allah, then they are on the correct path. These Jews that are in 71 sect, only one sect is correct. This is the sect that accepted Jesus Christ when he came and agreed that Allah is one, Jesus Christ was his prophet. Among the 72 sects of the Christianity, only one is correct. That is the one that accepted the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he came and accepted that Allah is one, the Prophet is his messenger. So today, the one sect that is correct is the one that upholds the unity of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But if you have difference of opinion on La ilaha illallah, this is where the sects come. That's why you find out that when you talk of the Khawarij, or you talk of people that have problems, is on Tawheed. That's why in the second century, most of the divisions of Islam was on Tawheed, to the extent that you have different people, different sects, according to their belief in oneness of Allah. And at that time, the people agreed that the sect that best described La ilaha illallah is the sect that is Maturidi and the those people that were clearly not talking of anything but Allah. They are not mixing Allah with his attributes or with his name or with his work. You have the Ash'ari and the Maturidi, and these are the sects that the Ahli Sunnah accepted as the sect that are on one Tawheed. Today, if you tell people that Ash'ari and Maturidi, they don't even understand it. It doesn't mean that they are in difference of opinion with the Ash'arites, but if you go and you take somebody like Imam Nawawi, you'll find out that they will say Imam Nawawi, his mazhab is Shafi'i, and his mazhab in terms of Tawheed is Ash'ari. If you come to people like Ibn Juzay al-Kalbi, he will tell you his mazhab is Maliki, and his lineage of his understanding of Tawheed is Ash'ari. So again, the West Africa, most of us here, our mazhab is Maliki, and our understanding of Allah is Ash'ari understanding. So this understanding of oneness of Allah is where the sect division is. The sect division is not on difference of opinion on how Salah is said, whether you fold your arms, you don't fold your arms, or whether you are doing the rika or you're not doing the rika. Or people saying this, it shows their shortcomings in understanding even what this sect is all about. The sect is only about Tawheed. And that's why you have so many Tawheed. You have the Khawarijawa, you have the Dahariyawa, you have so many sects. Some people say that whatever anybody does, it comes from Allah, so nobody will be punished. As long as you are a Muslim, you are a Muslim. Whatever happens in the hereafter, Allah will not punish you. There is a sect like that. There is a sect that so many, it's so messy. This is where the 72 sect is. But the one sect that is correct is the one that understands how Allah is, how his attributes are, how his names are. If you can't understand it, then don't enter it. Just say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and just keep on. That's why you find our ulama generally don't allow people to be discussing this, so that you don't go and set up your brain in a manner that you will be worshipping what is not Allah and you think you are worshipping Allah. May Allah save us, all of us. Those who are unjust are those who are attributed to Allah what should not be attributed to him. In the case of the Christians, after Jesus Christ had left, some of them said, Allah is one, they are the correct ones. Some said, no, Allah himself came down and is the one that is in this Jesus Christ you are seeing. Some of them said, no, Allah is three. You have the mother is part of Allah, the son is part of Allah, and the father himself is part of Allah.
هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون
هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون Allah is asking, what is wrong with these people? هل ينظرون these people of Mecca that are being picked to and they are refusing to listen? Aliyaz Runa, are they waiting? Antatiyam Sa'ata Baktatan, that this hour that is mentioned, that the whole world will end, should just come to them just immediately, or come to them without warning, whom La Shurun, and they don't know that is coming. Here, all of us, you are in the university, we are used to having exams. I've been using exam as an example. If you are not told when you are going to have your exam, but you are told to get ready, any moment from next week, there can be your exam. You should be prepared. But if nobody tells you and you just come to for a lecture and they give you what people know as shotgun, how many of you will pass it? You just come to the class. You are prepared for nothing, just to come and take lectures, and the teacher just a shotgun. But if the teacher is going to give you a shotgun, but he has warned you, anytime you are coming to my class, be prepared. I may give you a shotgun. And the shotgun is likely to come after I've had 4 or 5 classes with you. Then you see, you go and get ready. But if you are saying, oh, he has been saying he's going to give us shotgun, when is it coming? You say, there's no shotgun. And then you go and rely on yourself, on your OAS. You refuse to put any effort. Don't be surprised. You just come one day, that shotgun will be there. And then you see that you will fail woefully. Aliyan Zuruna illa sa'ata anta atiyatum bagatan, wahum la yashurun.
يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين.
الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. الأخلاء that day when the hereafter comes. الأخلاء يومئذ that day lovers, people that love each other. Al-akhlaa yawmin ba'duhum li ba'din aduwwun. One of them to the other will be an enemy. Illa al-muttaqina. Except those people that feared Allah and their love was for fear of Allah. Here, this is a statement that is a foundation statement of our life. That Al-Akhillah, that in this world, everybody has a bosom friend. Your wife is your bosom friend. You have friends that everybody knows you with as your bosom friend. What is the reason for you having that friend? The Prophet has said, he said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi falyanzur man ahadukum man yukhalil al-akhila khalilihi. One of you is in the religion of your bosom friend. So one of you should look, who is your bosom friend? It means whatever is religion, is your religion. Here again, the Prophet has said that Allah said, wajabat muhabbati lil mutahabbina fiha wa zairina fiha wa mutajalisina fiha wa mutabazilina fiha, that my love is incumbent on those who that love each other because of me, and they visit each other because of me, and they sit with each other because of me, and they spend on each other because of me. In another place, the another hadith is saying that on the day of judgment, there are going to be ibadun min unasin. You will see servants out of mankind, yaqbituhum al-anbiya wa shuhada, that prophets and martyrs will be envying these people. Why? Because of their closeness to Allah. And if they are asked, who are these people? They said, they are people that love each other because of Allah. It's not love relationship that brought them together. It's not market that brought them together. It's not trade that brought them together. It's not strife that bring them together. It's not school that bring them together. It's love of Allah that brought them together. Another hadith still there is saying that on the day of judgment, there is going to fall, you are going to have tables raised of light, and people are going to put on it because there are people that love because of Allah. Yet another hadith is saying, Prophet Lama said, there is a day, on day of judgment, there will be no place that there will be shade except the shade of Allah. And he counted people that are going to be under that shade, and out of them are those that love each other because of Allah. Which means, those that love each other because of Allah, is a lot of gain in it. And there is a hadith that says that on the day of judgment, there are going to be two types of lovers. People that love themselves because of Allah, and those ones that love themselves because of the world. Allah is telling us of that of the world now. Al-akhilau yawma idhin ba'dhum li ba'dhin aduwwun. Yeah, that of the world. Illa al-muttaqin, that of the hereafter. He said, one of those that love because of Allah, one another, one of them will die. Immediately they are dying, and they are entering the grave, they are seeing paradise. They are seeing paradise, then they will also be seen hearing Allah talking to them. They will say, Allah, we are very grateful. We have not entered paradise, but look at what I am now seeing. Look at this good news that I am seeing in my grave. Oh Allah, I had a friend in the world. He used to encourage me to do what is good. He used to encourage me on the ways of Allah. He used to ask me to obey the Prophet. He used to ask me to obey Allah. Oh Allah, he is now left alone in the world. Assist him so that he doesn't go astray. So whenever he comes, he too should get this kind of good news that I'm getting now, that I'm going to go to paradise. And Allah will smile at him and said, if you are to know what I have put down for this your friend that you love, you will not bother yourself. There is a hadith like that. This particular verse, they said it was sent down on two Arab infidels, Umayyah bin Khalaf al-Jumahi and Uqbat bin Abi Mu'ayt. These two people, they are lovers. They love each other very well, and they were elderly people. Uqbat bin Abi Mu'ayt lived close to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He that he lived close to the Prophet, he knows the Prophet is a good person. Then he used to go and listen to the Prophet. One day, in a sitting, Then people are saying, Umayyah bin Khalaf, look at this, your friend that you say is your bosom friend, it's your love friend, everybody knows you together. He's always listening to that person. He has even been bewitched. So Umayyah bin Khalaf, he saw Uqbat bin Abi Mu'aytin and said, I learned that you are going to Muhammad to go and listen to him and he has bewitched you. If you say it's not like that, don't come back to me until when you see him, you spit on his face. Then I know that you are telling, then you are not on his path. And truly, he met with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet was going to talk to him as usual as he used to talk, he spat on the face of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came, he said he has done it. And he felt good that his, own group has accepted him. To ascertain that he is no more with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet came to the Kaaba, praying, put his forehead down, sujada. He said they should go and bring the offals, that is the intestine that has been of slaughtered camel, and all that they should take all and put at the back of the Prophet when he was making sujada. And all this intestine and refuse, they put it on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet did not live sujada. And to say that Fatima had came in and announced and moved it. So you can see the length of time the Prophet was in sujada with that mess and offered on top of his head, smelling. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will be killed. And the day of Badr, he was one of those that was caught. When Sayyidina Ali just came and met Uqbah, he just took off his head, cut. And he was one of those buried in the Khalid, in the old well. They are still there now with their punishment. Umayyah too, later on, was killed. So this had the extent people went. So people like that, Yawma Udu Zalim ala adehi, Ya laytani takhastuma rasooli sabila, Ya waylati, laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalina, Akhad adallani bada izja, Ani zikr bada izja ani. These are the people that on the day of judgment, they will be chewing their fingers. Why is that I held to the Prophet and I listened to him? Why is that there was nothing between me and this person? That he was the one. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim has it, he said, Kullu suhbatun laysat fillah wa akhiruhu inna lillah. Any companionship that with any person that is not because of Allah, so at the end of it, you are going to put your hand on your head. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So if you are going to come together with a person, two of you, let it be for Allah. If it's a community, let it be for Allah. If it's an association, let it be. If it's not for Allah, don't waste your time. Like all these professional associations that people are members, don't waste your time. It's professional association. When you go, whatever you can do, do it. But take it on your head, that is everything. Wallahi, you regret it. Ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa wa la ta'awanu ala al-ismi wa al-udwan. Come together in act of goodness. If it's not because of God, just participate minimally. Because you find some people, they put this association on their head. What they do for association, they have never done it for Islam. And what are they looking for? Position. You will fail. You will regret it. Let us all be very careful. Allah is the one telling us now, Al-Akhillah, Yawma Izin, that day, Ba'dhum Libani Adubun. So whenever you have any companionship, there is a benefit you think you will derive from him. That's why you're having companionship. There is no benefit that can take you to throw away the path of Allah. So may Allah assist all of us. Al-Muttaqin here, Allah said, Illa al-Muttaqin. Because they are the ones that fear Allah and do what Allah asks them to do. At-Taqwa is for somebody who believes in Allah. Allah says, do this, you do it. Leave this, you leave it.
Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun.
Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. Oh my dear slaves, oh my dear servants, la khawfun alaykum al-yawma, Today there is no fear on you whatsoever. For Allah antum takhzanun, and there is no sadness whatsoever. That Allah says, Ya Ibadi, on the day of judgment, they said, whenever Allah says, Ya Ibadi, everybody will stand up. It's like you are in a place. Then the principal will say, my dear students, who is not a student? Everybody is a student. And when you say, my dear student, everybody is happy that he has been addressed with a good name. And Allah says, Ya Ibadi, everybody is happy with this. Everybody quickly will stand up. And Allah will say, 1,000 yawma ayyuhal majrumun. 1,000 yawma ayyuhal majrumun. Alama hadidaykum ya bani adama an la ta'budu shaytana innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Not you that you are worshiping Satan. They're not my servants. My servants are the ones that stayed and they were worshiping me. These are the ones that are at the muttaqin. Allah inna awliya Allah la hum alayhim wa la hum yakhzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Always these two things are there. To have faith in Allah and to follow what Allah says you should do and to leave what he says you should not do. If you do these two things, even in this world, you are not going to have fear, you are not going to have sadness. Because when Allah said that, why? He said, Allah in awliya Allah, la khafun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. They have no fear, they have no sadness. Why? This is why. Alladhina amanu. They believe in Allah. Because they believe in Allah, there's no fear. Whatever they see, they know it's from Allah. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Because they are doing what Allah has them to do. They live what Allah has them to live. There is no sadness. You have children in the house. You ask them to do assignments. You ask them not to go too close to anything, a particular room. A child that did not, that fulfilled in doing that assignment, when you come, is he going to have any fear? No fear. You ask him not to go close to a particular room. He does not go close to it. Is he going to be sad? No. That's what Allah is saying here, that Al-Akhila, you're amazing, Badu, Libadi, Adu, Ilal, Mutakin. Ya Ibadi, La Khawfun, Alaykum, Yoma, Wala Antum, Takuzamin. Today, you are not going to have any fear, and you are not going to have any sadness. Because when you are in the world, you have held to faith, and they were doing work. That's why always, work is hinged, faith is hinged on work. Nalazina amanu wa amiru salihat. Walazina amanu wa amiru salihat. Because you have faith and there is no work to back it up. If you have faith, then there has to be work. You want to marry a lady, then you have to give sadaqah. Because you want to marry, there is no sadaqah, then there is no marriage.
الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين.
الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين. Who are these muttaqin? الذين آمنوا بآياتنا. They are the ones that whenever they see our signs, they don't take it for play. They believe in it. The sun is the sign of Allah, the moon is the sign of Allah, day is the sign of Allah, night is the sign of Allah. Each of the signs, they are looking at Allah and thinking of Allah and remembering Allah in it. وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. And they submit themselves to whatever comes after that. These are the signs of Allah. This is what Allah says. Aslama is to submit oneself. Muslimun, people that submit themselves, surrender. This is what Allah says, we surrender.
ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون.
ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون. Therefore, all of you that you have had this faith, you have been doing good work, ادخلوا الجنة, enter paradise, أنتم وأزواجكم. You and your companion wives, all of you, enter paradise. Tuhubarun, there be in delight and happiness excessive that is not known. That's habara here is not habara, it's the other habara. This is delight, happiness, ease and happiness. Delight that has no end. That's why idkhulul jannata antum wa azwajukum. That's why Allah is telling us in that place, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعْتُمْ ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَا مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Those that have faith and their children, their offsprings, follow them in that faith, then on the day of judgment, they will be in the same place together. Today, we have Asrof. Everybody knows that Asrof is the house of the president. His children and his beloved ones, you will see them enter Asrof and come out the way they will. A minister may not be able to enter Asrof except he gets permission. Why? Because these ones, even though they are not the president, they are part of the family of the president. So they would enter and come out the way they want. So the same thing, Urkhulul Jannata, Antum wa Azwajikum. When Allah says, are you and your partners, here, if the partner does not have faith, then he will not enter paradise. Because if your partner has faith, Allah will put him in paradise onto the level of work that you have done. If it's a lady that is more pious, then the lady has a better place in paradise and the husband will be lifted up to that position. If it's a husband that is more pious, then the wife will be lifted to that position with a condition that whether the husband or the wife, they have faith in Allah. So therefore, someone like Anubi Nuhu and Anubi Lutu, their wives were never believed in Allah, they did not follow the religion, and they will not be with their husbands on the day of judgment. Imrata Lut Nuhi wa Imrata Lutin kanata tahta abdin badna salihin fa khanatahuma fa lam yughniya anhuma min Allah shay'an wa qila adkhulan nara ma'ad dahin. These people were with prophets that are the best of the art at their time, yet they are going to hell. It did not avail them. Why? Because they never believed in what the prophets were doing. The same thing with somebody like Fir'auna. The wife Asiya is a Muslim who has faith, who will be in paradise. He was even there when the prophet was given birth to. She was there in spirit to take the birth of the prophet. Despite the height of this woman, the husband will not be able to be with her because the husband, Fir'auna, is going to hell. That's what Allah is telling us. Those wives that are faithful to their husbands, those husbands that are faithful to their wives, those children that are faithful to their parents and follow them in correct faith, whoever has the highest position in paradise, others will be put together. Because even in this world, you can't enjoy a meal if you are eating alone. But you are eating with your wife, then that is when you enjoy the meal. You can't be enjoying a holiday if you are alone. You are with your wife, that's how you enjoy the holidays. Sometimes with the children, then you enjoy it more. That's what Allah is saying here. Urkhulul jannata antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. Enter paradise, you and your partners, and you be there in delight of no measure.
يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون.
يطاف عليهم بزهاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون. When Allah asks them, all of you enter paradise with your spouses, with your partners, in another place, with your children, they enter. Then يطاف عليهم بزهاف من ذهب. Then this very wide tray that up to 10 or more people will sit and on it and be taking food. That such a big tray of gold will be moved around them. يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب. It will move around them, and they are picking any kind of food they want from it. وأكواب. Then also cups of different kinds. أبارك وكاس من معين. Whether it's another cup or kasin or abarik, these are different kinds of cups. Like cups that you have, some, you know, very beautiful, some with small mouth, some with big mouth. all different kinds of crops that you see, they will be going around them at all the time, and they will be taking it. And when you enter paradise, don't think you just enter paradise. Whatever your mind wishes to have is what you have. What a lazim ayun. And when you see their eyes, that they are taking something that they are pleased with, you can see that pleasure in their eyes. And is it going to be just momentary? No. They are going to be there forever. Whenever they are taking food, sir, it's like what we took on in the earth. Even there are things that they have never thought about. Ma la ayyara'at, wa la uzun sami'at, wa la khatra ala qalbi basharin qattu. There is a thing that they have never thought about, or they have ever seen, or they have ever heard about. Because today, all that we enjoy, whatever it is that you enjoy, like we are fasting now, when it is time to break fast, they bring you water. You don't want warm water. You want water that is just a little bit cold, if you are an elderly man like us. And that's the kind of water you enjoy. If they give you and you are drinking it, you are enjoying it. But how many minutes will you drink it and you get tired? Before you drink up to, not even up to a minute, you are tired. Then you have a lot of appetite. Appetite for this, appetite for that, appetite for that. Particularly when you fast now, with this time that is dry, you are seeing dates, you are seeing chicken, you are seeing this one. You take this one, you want to eat, you eat small, you are tired. Take this one, you eat small, you are tired. Look at the appetite you have for something now, you are seeing it now, you cannot take it in. Because all the enjoyment of this world is temporary. It's just like sample. You go to supermarket, then they say, take a sample and take. When you take sample and you enjoy it, why did they give you the sample? You think that they are giving you the sample, they are wasting it? No. When they give you and you take it, they know if you enjoy it, you will buy. So Allah give us this enjoyment in this world. So when we take it and we like it, then the original one is in the hereafter. You see a lady, very beautiful. You waste your money, you waste your time, you tell your friends, I have gotten a lady I want to marry. Look at her. You are sharing the picture in your Facebook, sharing everything about you in Facebook. You print card. They did the marriage. After the marriage, say you are going for honeymoon. When you enter into the room, how many hours do you stay? All these are samples. When you get to the hereafter, that's where the original and permanent one is. That one, appetite is voracious and unending. That one, when you are going to take, anything you want to take, you are just taking it. It's like the ones we took. Yes, this is what I'm saying now. This sample is like the sample I took just now. You find some people, even when they take sample, they say, bring me with the carton from which I took it. I don't want another carton. Because you want to be sure that what you take is the sample. Allah is telling us here that when you enter paradise, you are going to be there forever. They are going to be there forever. And your appetite is forever. There is no question of the fact that you are tired of eating. As long as you want to eat, you are eating. And there is not food that people are going to take. Basically, it's fruits.
وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون
وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها This is the paradise that I'm asking you people to work for. It's the one today that those to Muhammad that you have inherited the Makutum Tamalum because of the work that you used to do. Here, Allah is saying, Watilka Jandalati Uris to Muha, that this is the paradise that today you have inherited. How did you inherit it? Every creation that Allah will create as a human being to come to the world, whether he's going to be a Muslim, or he's not going to be a Muslim, his place in paradise is already put there for him. Every person that is coming to this world, whether he's going to be a Muslim or he's not going to be a Muslim, his place in hell is already put there. If he came to the world and do the work of paradise, he will go to paradise. Those that did not enter paradise, their space will be hated by those that entered paradise. What is called jalalati urus to moha, that you have been able to inherit. So you inherit, you will take your own and inherit the ones that the unbelievers did not come to take. And because of the work we used to do. But the verse Ladama has very clear, he said, nobody will enter paradise because of his own work. Nobody, its work is enough to enter him into paradise. They say, oh, Prophet Ladama, not even you, say, not even me, except the one that the mercy of Allah covers. Because if we look at the work we say we are doing, even though that Allah himself has assisted us, the Prophet said it, that niyatul mu'min ablagh min amalihi. The intention of a mu'min is far more reaching than his work. When we see the work we are doing, most of us, we should be punished rather than be rewarded. Because you can't say you want to go, you are a Muslim. From your youth, 7 years, 14 years, 21 years, 40 years, you are a Muslim. Who is the Quran that was sent to you? Who is the Prophet that was sent to you? You don't know the Quran. You don't know the Prophet. You have been saying your prayers 5 times daily. You come, you say it. They ask you, you mean of Fatiha? You don't know it. You see what that the Imam says, what is it? You don't know it. So what's in it? Just now you prayed behind an Imam. Let's say Friday prayer. He did khutbah that the Prophet asked him to do. This khutbah takes the place of 2 rakah that you should have said. After the Jummah, they ask you, what did the Imam say in the khutbah today? So you don't even know. Some did not even listen. This kind of work, is there any payment for it? Or is there a punishment for it? Huh? When your students submit an assignment to you and he writes rubbish in it, does he get any mark? Nothing. In those days, we used to have what we call minus. That minus is not there now. In those days in engineering, you write, you answer a question, you got the value correct, you got the unit wrong, you'll be given minus for getting the unit wrong. Because they say if it goes into the court, then you can get somebody killed because you gave a wrong unit. Where you're supposed to say, for example, kill a meeting per meter squared, you just say kill a meeting. You want to kill people? So we have people today, they pray. Throughout their prayer, they are not in front of God. They are in front of something else, but God is in front of them. Is there any reward? So when Allah says, what you call Janat Lati Urus to Muhammad, Ma Kuntum Ta'amadun, it's not our work, man. It's because of our intention that Allah is rewarding us. Because we have, our intention is to worship Allah. But we are weak. We are negligent. We make mistakes. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala ladina min qablina. We are begging Allah. Oh Allah, we are negligent. This world is nothing. Yet when we are in front of you, we are still thinking of the world. Wa yuzuruna hayata dunya wal akhiratu khairun wa abqa. Allah is saying, stop putting this world in front of everything you do. The hereafter is more lasting and is better. So because of this good intention that you have, and you have no intention of leaving Islam after entering it, so Allah too, when he put you in paradise, he has no intention of taking you away from it. The Christian or the non-Muslim, or those that refuse to believe in Allah and the Prophet, they have no intention of believing in Allah and the Prophet. So that's why when they don't enter paradise, wherever they are in the hell, there is no intention of taking them out of that place. But a Muslim that is engaging in sin, in bad behaviors, if you tell them, most of them had intention of leaving it. Someone say, no, let me enjoy it. When I grow old, I will leave it. That's why when they also go to hereafter, they will be in hell for some time before they are taken out of it. May Allah make us to enter paradise, all of us. May Allah just us. distance all of us away from him. The Michael Mutama, I mean, because of the work that he used to do.
لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ
لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ In this paradise, you are going to find that you have فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ Plenty of varieties of fruits, plenty of fruits. You see trees, any kind of fruit you want is just coming. You are just picking it. As you are picking it, another one is in its place. As you are eating, you find out that there is not going to be any refuse coming out of you. Why? Because you are in a place that there is no impurity. Whatever you normally have of your stomach digesting is because of the impurities is taking it away. That you pass it, there there is no impurity. You continue to eat, and that's how you continue to take. There is no impurity, and all is food. Because people normally take food out of hunger. And hunger itself is a disease. That's why you find prophets, they hardly go hungry. Because a person whose attention is taken by something, he doesn't know hunger. You see somebody, he can be watching a particular movie. They call him, it's time for lunch, I'm coming. It's now dinner, I'm coming. Why? His attention is in that movie. You find somebody who they tell him that his girlfriend is coming to visit him, he's about to get married to this fiancé. At that time, you are talking of food, he's not thinking about it. So people like the prophets and simply servants of Allah, most of them, because of them seeing themselves in front of Allah most of the time, they are not hungry. You are wondering, are they not going to eat? No, they are not hungry. So if they are hungry, it's when the body itself does not have what to continue with. Because most of the hunger and most of the thirst is not true. Your body does not need it, but it's your appetite that needs it. And your appetite is because you have nothing else that you have appetite for. But if you have something better that your appetite is on, you find that your body will not ask for food until when it really needs it. That's why you find some people, they don't eat until they are hungry. Because Rasulullah Saba in Medina, when he sent message to Makakis, the king sent to him that he will not accept Islam, but he sent him a lot of gifts, including donkey, camel, horse, slave girl, Maryam Kiptia, the sister, including a doctor, including so many things to show his love for the Prophet. The Prophet accepted all the gifts except the doctor. He said, ask the doctor to go back. We're a community. We don't eat until we are hungry. And when we are hungry, we don't overeat. It means it's telling us the statement of Allah, Kulu, Washirabu, Wala Tusrifu. As long as you eat and you drink and you don't go into excesses, you have already taken care of over 80% of medicine. Before you go sick, it will be difficult. Eat when you are hungry. Drink when you are thirsty. Not just because you want to eat. But in paradise, there is no thirst. There is no hunger. You are going to eat out of appetite. And what you are eating has no impurity. So nothing is going to come out of you. And your appetite is limitless, so you continue to enjoy it. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ It's out of these fruits that you are going to eat, not food, because food is for those that are hungry. You have no hunger. What are you going to eat?
إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ
إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ Whenever Allah is discussing and taking us to the Quran, when he talks of punishment, quickly he follows it with a reward. When he talks of reward, in punishment. For people that are still, that are not doing what is correct, they also know that there is punishment awaiting them. In al mujrimina fi azabi jahannama khalidun. Those that used to transgress, used to commit sins, all sorts of sins, they too, they will be in jahannam, in hell, khalidun, they are abide there forever.
لا يفتر عنهم وهم فيه مبلسون.
لا يفتر عنهم وهم فيه مبلسون. And when there is this punishment, لا يفتر عنهم. The punishment will not be resisted for a moment. It's continuous. Just like the appetite and the enjoyment of those people are continuous. Here too, the appetite is, the punishment is continuous. We are now in a world of infinity. And everything that you see there is in infinite measure. لَا يَفَتَرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. And as they are in this hell, they are there, they are in despair. They have no مُبْلِسُونَ, in complete despair. No rest. كُلَّمَا نَبِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. When the skin is burnt, another skin is replaced as a source of getting the pain. Continuously. لَا يَفَتَرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. They are there in despair, and there is no moment that is let loose. It's continuous pain.
وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا الظَّالِمِينَ.
وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا الظَّالِمِينَ. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. Allah said, we have not been unjust to them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا الظَّالِمِينَ. They are indeed who have been the ones that are unjust. How can you explain it? You came to the world. You don't know how you came to the world. You say you saw that you have a mother, you have a father, you have food to eat, you are enjoying it. You have something to drink, you are enjoying it. You have bed to sleep on, you are enjoying your bed. You that's how you are on. You like your father, you like your mother, until you get to the age of puberty. You now saw that suddenly you have interest in your opposite sex. If it's lady, you have interest in man. If it's men, you have interest in the ladies. And you see that you get married, then you enter another type of enjoyment. All these things, who gave them to you? Allah. Allah is asking you to worship Allah. You take the worship, you give it to somebody else. That is not Allah. This injustice. Taking somebody's property and giving it to somebody else is injustice. That's what Allah is saying here. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. Look at what we have done to him. We gave him life. We gave him parents. We gave him wife. We gave him food. We gave him the art. We gave him the sun to be serving him. The moon to be serving him. We gave the firmament to be serving him. Continuously, the air is being changed. Fresh air, everything. All these things are serving you. Did you thank Allah? You are not thankful to Allah. That's why whenever you come to Fatiha, like I said, when you are starting the first sentence there, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the praise is for Allah, that is the Lord of the universe. Take it that you are praising Allah, you are thanking Allah on behalf of yourself, on behalf of the whole universe, and the whole universe will record your reward for you. You have reward as if the whole universe is thanking Allah, because you said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You can see this Fatiha is not a small thing. Let us be very careful and learn Fatiha and say it with a mind that is present with concentration and follow the wordings. The word in this is immense. Allah is saying, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. We did not oppress this people. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. They are the one who oppress themselves by taking what we give them without thanking us. And always thank. Allah said, وَيَتَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَا أَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah announced publicly and saw, if you are thankful, Allah said, I will increase for you. And Rasulullah said, لَمْ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهَ مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ النَّاسَ. If somebody has done good to you, don't say thank you, then you have not thanked Allah. Let's always be at the level of thankfulness. Whatever you see today that you are in, that you think is bad, if you see the enormous good Allah has done for you, you will not even see that evil that you're talking about. Huh? Look at the eyes. With the eyes, you have seen so many things that you be blind for a day and you see how it is. Look at taste. your taste bud. Look at hearing. If you don't hear, people are still now talking. What are you going to enjoy? Sometimes in the classroom, students are still talking. Why? Because they can talk. There's something enjoyment, there's enjoyment in the talking. When they are supposed to keep quiet, they talk. Why? Because there's enjoyment in it. See if other take that talking away from you. I make you deaf. Summun, bukumun, umyun. I make you to be deaf, to be blind, and to be somebody who is dumb. Then you know that Allah has favored you. But you have all these things with you. You have good health. You are able to walk. Look at the person who cannot walk. But you say, over a little thing, you are in despair. I did not get this. I did not get that. So this religion is a religion of knowledge. It's not built on ignorance. Because there is something that's happening to most of you. You came to the school, to the university here, after primary school, secondary school, then you are in the university. Despite the fact that you have devoted all these years for learning what you are learning, you don't have 5 in your CGP. You're having 3. At best, some of you have 4. You can see you don't, which means you don't understand all that you have been taught 100%, let alone religion. But because Islam, you are allowed to take decision on your own, then you just do whatever you want to do. Wallahi, anything that you do without knowledge, you have cheated yourself. Allah is closer to you, but He sent to you the prophets. He sent to you this Quran. If you have to spend 17 years studying to be a medical doctor, wallahi, if you spend 170 years, you can never understand Islam the way you understood that. Because this one is about the hereafter, about infinity. Everybody should try to study. Try to study the Quran. Try to study from a reputable source. Like I said the other day, most of you are in ABU. Why? Because ABU is a reputable university. Why don't you stay at home and study on your own? I said, no, I will take a book of medicine, I will study. I'm now a medical doctor. Why don't you do that? This is telling you, it's a proof against you. If you say that you can teach yourself Islam, wallah, you cannot. If everybody can teach himself Islam, the prophet will not be sent. The prophet will not delegate his khalifas after him. The khalifas will not delegate others after them. And then when you are going to study, the books that are closest to the prophet are the more authentic. Just like when you are going to get married, the one that the lineage goes off, then they are the ones that are more authentic children. Not that you are marrying a lady, she's very beautiful. Who is the father? No father. Who is the mother? It's not known. No, my mother is Hawa. My father is Adam. Take your knowledge from reputable sources. Because today, a lot of Muslims are worshipping in ignorance. Not because of they have the freedom. Don't worship in ignorance, my friend. Worship with knowledge. This religion is a religion of knowledge. It's not a religion meant for ignorant people. If you bring ignorance, that's injustice. You put a round peg in a square hole. Will it fit? It will not fit. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ Allah said, we were not unjust to mankind. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ They themselves were wrong and were unjust to themselves. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to be follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us teachers that are divinely ordained teachers. May Allah give us understanding that are divinely ordained understanding. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us to love the Prophet more than ourselves. Make us to love the Quran more than ourselves.
Assalamu alaikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your knowledge and long life. This person wants to know whether a Muslim woman can use drugs to suppress her menses in order to observe tawaf and fasting.
Somebody is asking whether a Muslim person can use drugs to suppress the natural things that are occurring to her, so because she wants to do tawaf or because she wants to fast and the rest. Allah that creates has no mistake in his creation. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُمْ. Allah is excellent in his creation. If you are sick, some sickness is excellent part of your creation. If it's time for a menstruation, leave it. Follow the way Allah has done things. Sayyidah Aisha is more pious than any of the ladies that is living on earth today, and has more concern about worship. Yet when he got to Hajj, he saw that her menstrual period has come. He told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she was crying. The Prophet said, no, there's no problem. Stay away from the mosque. Continue to worship Allah. After the menstrual period has gone, he said, go to Tan'im, take your intention of Umrah and come to do Umrah, enter and do the rest thing. Islam is an easy religion. The drug you are taking, do not have side effects. This thing that Allah created, like all those who have said they want to do family plan, what is family planning? You can plan better than Allah. You can plan better than Allah. No, the West are saying all this nonsense from the West. Don't be inferior to the West. Who is the West? Who is your teacher? Your teacher is the Prophet. His Khalifas are your teacher. Those that inherited these Khalifas are your teachers today. What they are telling you is not enough for you, but what the West tell you is what you want to come. And these people, they don't like you. Because of your longer throat for iPhone, your longer throat for a computer, your longer throat for going to America, to go and do what? You go to a place that you not hear called for Salah, and you are proud to stay there. What are you enjoying? Please, let us all follow things the way Allah has done it. Even Panadol, don't take Panadol except you must take Panadol. Anything you take that is not a natural thing has effect. So live yourself the way Allah has made it. It's part of your faith that Allah brought it at that time. It's not out of mistake. Anytime your menstrual period comes, allow it. If it prolongs more than normal, then you are sick. If you are sick, these limitations are taken off you. But you are in yourself, sinful, they will be the one to go and stop having children. Tomorrow they will get it. So may Allah make us to be able to follow Allah and to be thankful for Allah, for what Allah has created in us and given to us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah assist Islam. May Allah assist Muslims. May Allah improve the economy for our country. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist us. May Allah give us knowledge that is pleasing to Allah and pleasing to the Prophet. May Allah give us the Quran and give us the understanding of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala make us to finish this Ramadan in good faith and finish it with our reward staying waiting for us in Allah and with all of our sins forgiven. Jal Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to see the Prophet in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala reward the Prophet for us. May He reward Sahabat for us. May He give us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to stay, what we are going to write. May Allah make us provision for all of this. The sick one among us, may Allah give them health. Those that have died among us, may Allah grant them grace. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to live this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rahman Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmi Din Iyyaka Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Sirata Al-Mustaqim Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alaihim Ghayri Al-Maghdubi Alaihim Wala Ad-Dallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح ما أبلغ الخاتم لما سبق ناصر حق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.